Jim Leland. He was a no-name minor league lifer when Tony La Russa hired him as his third base coach with the Chicago White Sox in 1982. 4 seasons later, Leland had his first big league managerial job. He led the Pittsburgh Pirates to 3 straight division titles in his 11 seasons there, where he earned the respect of his players and especially his fans. In addition to those 3 straight division titles, his most notable moment may have come during spring training in 1991, when a video camera caught him chewing out his superstar outfielder Barry Bonds. It made Leland a cult hero among those who thought that ballplayers ran the show. As Leland famously said when asked about the incident afterwards, "I am the manager, and I'm going to run this team." I left out a couple of the choice words he used in between. In fact, Leland has also been known for sprinkling, or in some cases dousing, his vocabulary with some colorful language. Despite the Pirates' 3 division titles, though, Leland left Pittsburgh after back-to-back fifth-place finishes. He took over the expansion Florida Marlins, and in 1997, his first season at the helm, he led them to a second-place finish, wild-card berth, and an unlikely World Series title. Florida's ownership then sold off several of its star players, and in his second season, the Marlins won only 54 games. His famous quote about the Marlins' so-called fire sale, he said he thought his job was to win championships, but apparently the owner's job was not. With 2 years left on his contract, Leland walked away from Miami and went to Denver, where he lasted just 1 miserable season with the Colorado Rockies, another fifth-place finish, and poof, Jim Leland was gone from the bench for 6 seasons. He moved back to Pittsburgh and became a scout for his old buddy Tony La Russa, who was in the middle of his successful run as manager of the Cardinals. But Leland still loved managing. So when the Tigers bounced Alan Trammell after the 2005 season, Leland moved back to the organization where he had spent 18 seasons as a player and coach. Back in Detroit, Leland's first season was a success. Though the Tigers finished second in 06, they won the American League pennant. However, they lost to La Russa and his Cardinals in the World Series. And when the next 4 seasons failed to produce a division title or playoff berth, Tigers fans started to grow restless. But last season, Detroit won the Central Division. On the night they clinched, Leland gave an emotional interview to Tigers TV announcer Mario Empemba. He was teary-eyed in thanking the Detroit fans who had stuck with the team and, by extension, stuck with him. They beat the New York Yankees in the division series, but lost the American League Championship Series to the Rangers in 6 games. That set the stage for this season, a season of great promise. The Tigers muddled through the majority of the year and looked in danger of missing the playoffs until the last couple of weeks. With Leland's steady hand guiding them, Detroit won 8 of its last 10 games to overtake the Chicago White Sox down the stretch. And now, after a division series win over Oakland, Detroit has swept the Yankees. And once again, in his 21st season as a major league manager, Jim Leland is back in the World Series, as leader of the organization he grew up in. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.